It's Tuesday, the 14th of April, day 24. I'm an iPhone user and have been for more years than I care to remember. This is not because I have more money than sense, or that I worship at the shrine of Steve Jobs, but basically because I'm lazy and I just like stuff to work. But there are times when Mr. Jobs' magical device makes me grind my teeth, which happened several times today. I was trying to send several WhatsApp messages in a hurry. The messages involved names of people in my contacts list and place names like Cambridge and London. In each case, I noticed that the phone had automatically capitalized both the people and the places. So I deleted the capitals, typed in the words again, and hit send. And then I discovered that the words had again been recapitalized before dispatch. Now, I'm sure there's a setting somewhere that could fix this, and someday I'll get around to it. But just for now, the thing that really infuriated me is the sheer remorseless bullying of the bloody iOS operating system, which always thinks it knows best. Which brings to mind a lovely essay entitled The Holy War that Umberto Eco wrote in the Italian weekly Espresso in September 1994. I used to get my students to read the essay when I was teaching the history of personal computing, and it's been firmly lodged in my memory ever since. The fact is, Eco wrote, that the world is divided between the users of the Macintosh computer and users of MS-DOS-compatible computers. Here's a footnote for younger listeners. The reference is to the IBM PC, which was then the dominant office computer. I am firmly of the opinion, Eco went on, that the Macintosh is Catholic and that DOS is Protestant. Indeed, the Macintosh is counter-reformist and has been influenced by the Ratio Studiorum of the Jesuits. It is cheerful, friendly, conciliatory. It tells the faithful how they must proceed step by step to reach, if not the kingdom of heaven, the moment in which their document is printed. It is catechistic. The essence of revelation is dealt with via simple formulae and sumptuous icons. Everyone has a right to salvation. In contrast, Eco insisted, MS-DOS is Protestant or even Calvinistic. It allows free interpretation of scripture, demands difficult personal decisions, imposes a subtle hermeneutics upon the user, and takes for granted the idea that not all can achieve salvation. To make the system work, you need to interpret the program yourself. Far away from the baroque community of revelers, the user is closed within the loneliness of his own inner torment. If you came from a Catholic background as I did, this comparison made perfect sense. When Steve Jobs launched the Macintosh in 1984, for example, it had a single-button mouse. This attracted criticism from user interface designers who said that it should have two buttons to give users more flexibility and choice. But Jobs was absolutely adamant. One button, take it or leave it. His offer to the user was blunt. It was the Apple way or the highway. If you followed that one true way, then the path to paradise, or at any rate to enjoyable computing, was open to you. But if, like most men in suits, you opted for the IBM PC with its plug-in cards and multiple configuration options and a choice between floppy or hard disks, then you were on your own. Like the Calvinists of yore, you were responsible for finding your own way to salvation. Much has changed in the years since Eco's wonderful essay. The IBM PC came to completely dominate the personal computer market. Apple nearly died, and was only brought back from the dead by Jobs' return to the helm in 1997. 10 years later, he launched the iPhone, and with it the smartphone technology that now dominates the world. Microsoft fumbled the mobile phone challenge, and its place was taken by Google, whose Android operating system became the only competitor to iOS, the iPhone's operating system. But some things didn't change. The iPhone is still as tightly controlled by Apple as was the original Macintosh. Nothing goes on that device that Apple hasn't explicitly approved. It's as if a long and visible thread links each device back to its Vatican in Cupertino, California. It's still a Catholic machine, in other words. And if you're unfortunate enough to have an Android phone, then, like those wretched PC Calvinists, you're still on your own. And the bloody iPhone still thinks that its autocorrect shows the one true way.